An extract from The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, read by Polly Ernest, board member for the courtyard. They found him stretched out on a warm ledge in the afternoon sun, admiring his beautiful new coat, for he had been in retirement for the last 10 days, changing his skin, and now he was very splendid, darting his big blunt-nosed head along the ground and twisting the 30 feet of his body into fantastic knots and curves, and licking his lips as he thought of his dinner to come. "He has not eaten," said Baloo, with a grunt of relief, as soon as he saw the beautifully mottled brown and yellow jacket. "Be careful, Bagheera. He's always a little blind after he has changed his skin, and very quick to strike." Kaa was not a poison snake. In fact, he rather despised the poison snakes as cowards, but his strength lay in his hug, and when he had once lapped his huge coils around anybody, there was no more to be said. "Good hunting," cried Baloo, sitting up on his haunches. Like all snakes of his breed, Kaa was rather deaf, and he did not hear the call at first. Then he curled up, ready for any accident, his head lowered. "Good hunting for us all," he answered. "Oho, Baloo, what dost thou do here?" "Good hunting, Bagheera. One of us at least needs food. Is there any news of game afoot? A doe now, or even a young buck? I'm as empty as a dried well." "We're hunting," said Baloo carelessly. He knew he must not hurry Kaa. He is too big. "Give me permission to come with you," said Kaa. "A blow more or less is nothing to thee, Bagheera or Baloo, but I have to wait and wait for days in a wood path and climb half a night on the mere chance of a young ape. Psh! The branches are not where they were when I was young. Rotten twigs and dry boughs, all of them." "Maybe thy great weight has something to do with the matter," said Baloo. "I'm a fair length, said Kaa, with a little pride. "But for all that, it is the fault of the new-grown timber. I came very near to falling on my last hunt, very near indeed, and the noise of my slipping, for my tail was not tightly wrapped around the tree, waked the bandalog. They called me the most evil names." "Footless yellow earthworm," said Bagheera under his whiskers, as though he were trying to remember something. "Sss! Have they called me that?" said Kaa. "Something of that kind. It was that they shouted to us last moon, but we never noticed them. They will say anything, even that thou hast lost all thy teeth and wilt not face anything bigger than a kid, because, indeed, they are shameless, these bandalog, because thou art afraid of the he-goat's horns," Bagheera went on sweetly. "Now a snake, especially a wary old python like Kaa, very seldom shows that he is angry." But Baloo and Bagheera could see the big swallowing muscles on either side of Kaa's throat ripple and bulge. "The bandalog have shifted their grounds," he said quietly. "When I came up into the sun today, I heard them whooping amongst the treetops."
It is the bandalog that we follow now," said Baloo.
But the words stuck in his throat, for it was the first time in his memory that one of the jungle people had owned to being interested in the doings of the monkeys.